Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
To take a trip into hell with Susie Lewis.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Tonight, the Hell and Back Radio is going to be hijacked by your guest host, me, Dylan Summers. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Hell and Back Radio on liveparanormal.com.
Moment with that kick-ass song. We are on Hell and Back Radio. Normally, Susie Lewis is doing the show, but as the intro said, I am taking over the show tonight. And what better conversation to have than what is the difference between a ghost and a soul? All right. Well, first off, does everybody hear me in the chat room? Type 1 if you hear me in the chat room. I hear somebody's in the switchboard right now, so nice. Very professional.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to present to you, live from the UK, Dust Till Dawn.
No, this is not Dust Till Dawn Radio. Sorry, so who's ever in the Blog Talk Clear, please get off. I take this very seriously. This is my time, so please get off the Blog Talk Clear. All right, we are back, and we're going to talk about what the difference between a ghost and a soul is. Now, have you ever gone to some type of Baptist church or some type of church where there's some type of judgmental person there, just making fun of you for, loving the paranormal and making fun of you because you're a paranormal enthusiast and you just did not know what to tell them. All right. Well, this is one of my things that I've dealt with my whole life. I've always dealt with people that were always the George Bush voting. They're very conservative. They went to church every Sunday. They went to, you know, because I consider myself a Christian. But I don't consider myself a judgmental Christian. Now, there's people out there that are very, very ridiculously judgmental. They don't even realize it themselves. But this goes out to them. Whenever you talk to these people, you will come across these people in your paranormal career. If you haven't already, can I get an amen in the chat room if you've already come across some of these people? But like I said, nothing wrong with the church, nothing wrong with church. But like I said, I go to church all the time. But sometimes you'll find these people that like to joke about the paranormal. Now, this is what I'm getting to. Just a little background from myself. I have been investigating the paranormal for a good going on nine years now. And I pretty much come from a Christian home. We come from a Southern Baptist home. I get picked on a lot for my love for the paranormal. But do I really give a crap? Nah, I don't. I just let them do it because, you know, I just know they just don't understand it. That's why they laugh and do all that good stuff. But there have been times when I've talked with my family and talked with other people, and they joke about it. They don't take it seriously. They like to laugh, but this is how you beat them at their own game. This is they like to think that they're doing one up on you when they are asking this question. They ask if there are ghosts that are left on this earth, then why is it that people go to heaven or hell? What's the point of there being ghosts? Well, I got that answer for you. I got that answer for you right here. Now, first of all, what we're going to do is everybody knows the definition of a ghost. But I'm going to say it anyway because, you know, it takes up time. But this is the definition of the ghost as defined by, actually, definition of a soul as defined by Merriam-Webster Dictionary. The immortal essence, animating principle, or actuating cause of an individual life, or the spiritual principle embodied in human beings, all rational and spirit beings, or the universe. All right. Now, the Merriam's definition of a ghost is, hold up, let me look through my notes here. Merriam's definition of a ghost this is the time when I need the elevator music. All right. The spirit of a dead person, especially one to appear in bodily likeness to living person or to haunt former habitat. There it is right there. Everybody thinks that even Merriam-Webster Dictionary makes you think that a ghost is the spirit of a dead person. Well, people get spirits and souls mixed up. But me, I personally do not believe that a ghost is a soul. Well, bear in mind with me, I'm trying to break this down as easy as I possibly can. A ghost, to me, this is my definition of a ghost. My definition of a ghost is the transferred energy of a conscious entity like I said, conscious entity could be an animal, could be a person, could be. That's why I chose to choose the word entity, because if I said person, it would just limit to it to one person. But I believe that animals. I'm trying to dumb it down for myself, Juan, to be honest with you. But just to give you an idea that, you know, it could be a human, it could be an animal, it could be just about anything. But the transfer energy of a conscious entity into the environment, that is basically what I believe a ghost is. All right? Now, when you hear people say, why is it that when a ghost is here on Earth, people go to heaven or hell? Well, this is where this comes into play. There's a difference between a person's energy and a person's soul. Okay? Now, This is one of my beliefs. I'm pretty sure this is a lot of other people's beliefs. There's a lot of people in the world that believes like this. I can't say it's my own theory, like a lot of people say that it's their theories. But this is my personal belief and what a lot of other people believe. But I believe that your energy is your whole being is made up, your whole self being is made of energy. All right? Your brain is an electrical circuit. It runs through your whole body. You got all these wires and all these things happening and all this electrical energy comes through your body. Okay? And when you die, that energy has to be taken somewhere. That energy has to be transferred somewhere via Newton's third law of, I believe it's Newton's third law of physics. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It is transferred from one particle to the next. So that being said, your energy has to go from your body to somewhere. That somewhere being the environment. And at the point of time when the environment is at its highest peak of electromagnetic field, which is why ghosts are said to be made of the electrical or electromagnetic field, you will see some spikes and you will see some so said to be paranormal activity. That's where I believe that the paranormal activity thing comes into play. Now, that being said, we are already at that 24-minute break here. But I'm going to go ahead and give us a break because I've been working all day and my throat's kind of dried out from coughing all day. So I'm going to give us a little 60-second break, and we will continue the discussion, and we will bring it to callers. Now, here goes our commercial break.
If you like tonight's episode of To Hell Back Radio, check out Phil's show, Paranormal High Voltage Radio, every other Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, liveparanormal.com. And also check out his website, www.philsummersofficial.com.
Do The views expressed here within the programs and chats do not necessarily represent the views of LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
All right, guys, we're back on Hell and Back Radio. We stopped at the definition of Phil's definition of what a ghost is, what Phil's definition of a soul is. I believe that a soul is a part in which is taken into heaven or hell. And Karen asked the question, who's the host here? His voice sounds familiar. My name is Phil Summers. And yes, my voice is very, very tiring, and it's raw. But anyway, we are going to get to a caller. Oh crap! We got a caller from a local area code. Crap! Who's this? How's it going? You are live on to Hell and Back Radio. Oh, he dropped. Nice. But if you have any experiences of anybody, of people making fun of you from some type of person that makes fun of you and asks the question, why is it that there are ghosts or souls, and why is it that they go up to heaven or hell, and there's paranormal stuff on earth, please call in and share your experience. We would love to hear from you. The phone number is 1-619-639-4606. And I'm sticking it inside the chat room for everybody to call in. But what I am actually going to get to the rest of what I was trying to say. All right. I believe that a soul is one thing that separates human beings, Homo sapiens, from any other type of living organism out there. I believe that's why we are able to get transcended into some sort of afterlife, whether it's heaven or hell or whatever you believe in, whatever your religion is, you get transferred into that specific environment per se. But here's basically what I'm trying to say here. The skeptical Christian conservative believers will question you. I say it time and time again. They'll question you. I've had it happen so many times in my paranormal career. I just had to pass this knowledge on to listeners, which I'm going to go through in the chat room right now. If I say your name, I am breaking up. Sweet. I'm breaking up. Crap. I honestly don't know why I'm breaking up, but I've been having some audio issues. But here we go. We got Abel Garcia, the paranormal lurker. He's always in the chat room. We got Lexi Gypsy Bot. She does our she does the Cauldron of Knowledge Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. All right, we got Kathy Animals 2011. Awesomeness. We got Carla. Why am I breaking up? I shouldn't be breaking up. I'm on Skype. Can you hear me now? But I've been wondering why I've been breaking up here recently on these shows. I don't know why. But we got George, GK Paranormal. Awesome guys. Love George. We got Wicked Frost, Devin. Oh, Nightmare just entered the room. And NC Becky. NC Becky, she just found the sound. Sweet. All right. Wicked Frost, a.k.a. Devin. All right, we got Goalless Growler. We got the all-powerful King of My Paranormal himself, Rob. All right. And we have the one and only PTN, queen of all PTN, Laura, in the room right now. That is so awesome. If you would, Laura, we'd love to chat with you live on air. Call 1-619-639-4606. All right, we got Wanda, 543. What's up, Wanda? We got Baru Paranormal. What's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. We got Karen Vance Hammond. She's a new Live Paranormal listener. Welcome, Karen, to the one and only Live Paranormal. And I'm glad that you came in for your first time on this show. Sorry to skip an all night. All right, we got Don, Pararock TV host. All right, Don. What's that? Type in your show for everybody on the chat room, Don. All right. We got Autumn, 1890. What's up, Autumn? We got Nightmare. He's a new LP listener. Yes, Don. PM Likes on Pararock TV. Don is awesome. She's an awesome host. So I encourage you all to listen to Don's show, PM Likes. On Pararock TV. Type in the times on the times though. Alright, and last but not least, we got Princess 61. Alright. Thanks for tuning in with us, Princess. Alright. With that being said, we are going to get back to our topic. What is the difference between ghosts and souls? Now, we talked about the energy. We talked about the soul, how it separates itself from the human, the natural human energy that we all disperse. But once it transfers into the environment, that is the paranormal activity that we see. When you see a random book fly off the shelf, that is an energy. That is an energy at work that we just don't understand yet, but we are getting closer to. There is a, if you've ever heard of him, there's a guy by the name of John Hutchinson. He created the Hutchinson effect, which is that anti-gravity propulsion where he can make an object just like fly off. We are close to understanding why this happens. This is a natural poltergeist activity per se. But there's also the EVPs that we get. These EVPs that we get are EVP recorders happen because I believe that audio gets transferred to the environment easier than any other type of paranormal activity. We'll generalize it into paranormal activity. EVPs, I believe, are the key to unlocking the paranormal. I believe that because you can get audio anywhere. There are intelligent responses, which we get to our intelligent haunts. We have our residual responses, where if you just see something imprinted in the environment, all this is transferred energy. All these EVPs that everybody's getting, unless by some unknown source or some unknown reason why we are getting these vortexes of energy that pop through, which could be dimensional in nature. But we have all these different types of cons, which are all different types of energies. Even if you want to talk to somebody about, we got a caller from a 619 number. What is up? You are to Hell and Back Radio.
Glad to be here.
What's going on, man?
Not too much, man. I was wondering if I had a experience with the ectoplasm. Is that the soul or the spirit? I'll listen to your response on the radio.
Okay, cool, man. All right. That's a very good question, man. I appreciate that question. When you have experiences with ectoplasm, I'm not going to sit here and bullshit an answer like I know what I'm talking about, because I honestly have not really experienced ectoplasm too much. But ectoplasm happens in pictures, most likely. What he's talked about is when you take a picture and you see this kind of mist, not really a misty look at it, but it looks like a blob, just a blob in the picture. Well, that I've been told before could be something to do with weather conditions. When you have the right conditions in the weather, you have different types of, I wouldn't know what you call it, but dust and all this stuff in the atmosphere and all this electrical charges going on in the atmosphere. And when you got the right type of winds and the right type of environment, take your picture at the right time, that is when you get ectoplasm. Now, it could be pretty, I could be anything, but I could contribute ectoplasm to ball lightning. If y'all have ever heard of ball lightning, it is a very rare thing to catch. It happens all the time, but it happens at a split second. I've had ball lightning come up on my pictures all the time, but it really, some of it looks like ectoplasm, but some of it doesn't. To be honest with you, I wouldn't even know what ectoplasm really, really is. But I would say, I mean, if there's any natural cause for ectoplasm, I wouldn't really contribute it to a soul or a spirit. Don't quote me on that, and just to let you know, because not really knowledgeable on the ectoplasm part of things, but of the topic. But that was a good question, man. I appreciate you calling in to Hell of Back Radio, and want to give Susie Lewis a shout out. She is filming for Deals of the Dark Side right now, which airs on the OLN network, and can't wait to see her episodes air. But yes, Susie, just let you know. Love you. All right. Now, that was cool. If there's anybody else that would love to ask any questions to me, feel free to call in 1-619-639-4606. If you want to prank call in too, give us a prank call. We'd love a prank call. But Nightmare in the chat room asks, can ghosts enter your dreams? Now, this is where it gets complicated. If you've ever, I've talked about this subject a lot, ghosts and dreams, and why is it that we get hauntings in our dreams? But I believe we're gonna do this again.
The views expressed here within the programs and chats do not necessarily represent the views of LiveParanormal.com.
Every time I express my opinion, I gotta put that in there because it may not or may be represented by the views and opinions of LiveParanormal.com. But that being said, I believe that what is haunting our dreams is, let's see here, the imprinted memories of the environment. All right, when you dream a scary ass dream of a ghost or something like that, you are dreaming of basically your subconscious is connecting with the environment. All right, you have your conscious levels, your subconscious levels, and when you're also, this is another one of my theories, your soul can have you ever heard of the out-of-body experiences? Have you ever heard of those experiences? Type one if you've ever had an out-of-body experience in the chat room. And I like to hear from you on the air. But if you've ever had an out-of-body experience, that is your subconscious or your soul's what they call astral self leaving your body and connecting with the environment around you. Now, if there are energies also Karen's had an out-of-body experience. Nightmares had an out-of-body experience. All right? When you have these go on, you basically are connected. Your soul is connecting with the environment. And your dreams are imprinted in your, I believe, this is where I believe sometimes why you have deja vu. This is getting off topic a little bit. When you have deja vu and you have nightmares, you have all this stuff going on, I believe that deja vu is you're dreaming about what is already imprinted in your soul or imprinted in your brain, imprinted in your memory, whatever you want to call it. And whenever you come across this certain point in time in your life, you have what's called deja vu. You dream this stuff. You dream what your destiny is playing out. Some people remember it more than others. Sorry about that. Earlier before the show, I had a large rack of ribs. Sorry if you heard that. But I believe that this is totally getting off base, but it kind of comes into the point that I'm trying to make. Your life is playing out for you. It's kind of like a road, okay? You're looking ahead. You see a post, say, in the middle of one point on the road, but you see farther ahead. Now, once you get up to that light post, you will remember it. You will see it. You've already seen it. And that point in time in your life, you have what's experienced deja vu. And sorry, I just wrote one up. Don was reading in the chat room. but Don, call in 1-619-639-4606. Call in. We'll have to talk to you on there. We got a few minutes left. And plug in your next episode of PM Lights if you want. Feel free. Okay, and I would like to plug in. We are getting into that last few minutes of the show. We are getting, this is Hell and Back Radio, which is normally hosted by Susie Lewis, our lovely, lovely, awesome, most awesome, awesome, awesomeness show host for letting me take over to Hell and Back Radio. Sorry, Susie, that we call everybody on Live Paranormal. If everybody loves you and knows you on Live Paranormal, you get an S on your name. It doesn't matter. It could be Lexi's. It could be Autumn. It could be Princess's. But yeah, we put S's on our names. This is something that we do when we show affection to each other. That means that we welcome you to. Autumn wants to know how the ghost box works and what is my best experience with it. Good question. Glad you asked that. The ghost box works by canceling out all the major frequencies. You have a transceiver that you bend down inside the motherboard, which allows you to scan through the AM or FM frequencies and basically a constant stream of white noise. But between that white noise, you will hear DJ. You may even hear DJ Don from Pararock TV. No, just kidding. But that's what they call Don, DJ Don. But you may hear all these different types of DJs, but that is what I believe is one thing how the ghost box works. Okay. There people discredit the Ghostbox by saying that the DJs are audio matrixing, blah 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 blah, all this skeptical blah blah blah, Ghostboxes are crap. But the DJs, if you hear those over the radio, you will hear these people talking, but that may be a way that the spirits are talking. That's as much energy as they have that they are allowed to give you. But keep that in mind when also you will hear a spirit talk strictly through the white noise. Those are the high energy spirits. Those are the really, really intelligent spirits, I would say. Or, like I said, spirit, we don't want to mix spirit with soul, because I think that spirits are the same thing as energy. Okay, when somebody says, when you hear somebody in church say, the Holy Spirit has filled this place, you are here, they are literally saying, the Holy Energy has filled this room. When people ask the question, why is it that Christians and blah blah blah, they like to say, it's Holy Spirit. They are saying the energies of the Holy Spirit is in the room, not to be confused with the Holy Ghost. So they say Holy Ghost too, but that's a different story. That's something else. That may be them getting spirit and ghost mixed up, which is why I am teaching you tonight on the Hell and Back Radio what to tell these types of people on what to say whenever you why is it that when you have ghosts here on Earth, why is it that there are people in heaven or hell? Right, we are getting down to the last minute, and if Laura from PPM wants to plug in anything. All right. If Laura from PPM wants to plug in anything, you are more than welcome to. We got 7 minutes left before the next show comes on. And please take time in the chat room. I appreciate y'all coming in the chat room. Don and Laura for coming in the chat room and spending time with us live paranormal. And Rob has something for us to plug. What do you have for us, Rob? Woo! Plug away, Rob. All right. Let's see. What other shows do we need to plug in? I appreciate it, Karen. The number, Don, to call in is 1-939-4606. Call in real quick if you want, Don, and chat with me for a little bit. We got 7 minutes. All right. All right. Waiting on Don to call in. But again, I love you all for coming in to Hell and Back Radio. And normally I don't get to talk about the paranormal much on my show, Paranormal High Voltage Radio, because I'm normally interviewing bands, and we talk about bands and music for the half of the show. But I hope you guys enjoyed my spiel on, I hope this has enlightened you a little bit. And the next time you come across these people who like to make fun of you for your enjoyment of the paranormal, you can you can tell them that. And I promise you, it will stop them. It will stop them. And they will automatically give you respect. Because either they will not give you any time of day at all, which is just as good as them not respecting you, or just as good as them not making fun of you anymore, which is what I meant to say. All right. I see Don says it's ringing, but I don't see it on the switchboard. Are you pressing one, Don? Got to press one. We are at 4 minutes at the end of the show. Trying to milk it as much as I can. Trying to milk it. All right. I see there's two rings going on. I don't see him. Don't see him on the blog talk player. Don't see him. There you go.
Hey.
What's going on? Okay. This must be Don, right?
This is Don. I had to call a couple times, but finally figured it out.
Awesome. I appreciate you calling in. We got 2 minutes, and I'm trying to milk as much time as I possibly can.
Great show, buddy. Real proud of you.
I appreciate it. This is literally one of the first times that I've actually talked about the paranormal the whole time of the show.
Really? You did awesome.
Awesome. Did you hear any, like, skipping going on? And, you know, did it sound really bad? Because if it did, I'm sorry. I don't know why Blog Talk is it records skipping, but, I mean, I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to figure it out.
Are you using Skype?
I am using Skype.
Okay. It could be Skype. It could be a few things. I know it's just random with Skype. Skype's moody. That's a possibility.
We got 90 seconds. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Don. Hey. And I'm going to check out PM Lights on next time. When does it air next time?
PM Lights is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then my music show, SNE, is on Saturday nights from 7:30 to 9. And those are both on Pararock TV.
Awesome. Well, I'll tune in. Well, your show is right after my show on Paranormal High Voltage Radio, so that's convenient. We got 30 seconds, so I'm going to let you go. And I appreciate you calling in,
okay.
Don.
Any kiddo, you did a great job.
Thank you. All right.
Well,
with that being said, this is Hellback Radio, liveparanormal.com. We are out.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all